Module 4, Apply Some Healthy Peer Pressure. Session 4, How to Connect Children in RCIA with Other Kids in the Parish, Part 2. Objective, explore how to pair companions preparing for sacraments with your catechumens. Another way to bring children together in RCIA with their baptized Catholic peers is to link children preparing for sacraments. After all, kids in RCIA, confirmation preparation, and Eucharist preparation are all preparing for the celebration of sacraments of initiation. The RCIA refers to this fact in national statutes. These are rules for initiation written by the United States bishops. Some elements of the ordinary instruction of baptized children before their reception of the sacraments of confirmation and Eucharist may be appropriately shared with catechumens of catechetical age. Their condition and status as catechumens, however, should not be compromised or confused, nor should they receive the sacraments of initiation in any sequence other than that determined in the ritual of Christian initiation. National Statutes, number 19. Thus, we learn here that the Church is urging us to catechize the children together, to the extent that is appropriate. However, we are not to treat the catechumens as though they are baptized candidates for confirmation or Eucharist. Connecting children in RCIA with their companions preparing for confirmation and Eucharist. Then, what are some of the ways we can connect the unbaptized children in RCIA with the baptized companions that are preparing for sacraments of initiation? Here are some ideas. RCIA candidates and their parents participate in confirmation preparation sessions or Eucharist preparation sessions as appropriate. Remember Taylor from session 2? We determined that she would participate in all the confirmation preparation sessions in her parish. Those sessions were once per month, and she also participated in the RCIA sessions. Remember companions Mandy and Allison, who were also mentioned in session 2? We asked them to be the companions who gave extra attention to Taylor. They came to some of Taylor's RCIA sessions and stood with her at the rites. RCIA candidates participate in confirmation retreat or first Eucharist retreat. RCIA candidates participate in service opportunities for confirmation candidates. Or, some of your parent sessions and sponsor sessions may be helpful for RCIA parents, depending upon whether they are more oriented towards spirituality of sacrament or information about a particular sacrament. Connecting children in RCIA with companions in a sponsoring family. The first thing I want to say about this option is that it can be easily combined with all the other options for companions. I gave an example of this in Carmen from the Catholic school, also having a sponsoring family. In fact, any of the one companion ideas can be joined together with another one. As for sponsoring families, here are some ideas for connecting an RCIA family with a sponsoring family. The sponsoring family is friend, companion, and role model for the RCIA family. See Rita Byrne Sensman, When Your Child Becomes Catholic, What Parents and Sponsors Need to Know, Cincinnati, St. Anthony Messenger Press, 2000, pages 31 to 36. Like adult sponsors in the RCIA, have a clear job description of what you are asking the sponsoring family to do. Sponsoring family accompanies the RCIA family to parish social, service, and worship events. Sponsoring family attends some or all of the RCIA sessions. They stand up with the child candidate during the rites and give testimony. Boxed inset. Catechumens are different. Catechumens aren't just another type of confirmation or First Communion candidate. Sometimes we want to just baptize a child so they can fit in with all the other confirmation candidates or First Communion candidates. In this good faith effort to be inclusive, however, the child can be shortchanged. An unbaptized, uncatechized child needs a different type of formation than a baptized, catechized second grader who has grown up in a Catholic family. That's why the U.S. bishop tells us not to compromise their status as catechumens, and again, they caution that only some elements of the ordinary instruction are appropriate for the unbaptized. A word about RCIA candidates and religious education. Some will argue that the best way to connect children in the catechumenate with kids of the parish is to have RCIA candidates in regular religious education. I have heard stories from folks who say that this works very well, and I agree, in some instances it does work well. However, there are three major concerns with this approach. 1. Typical religious education programs are written for children who were baptized as infants and who have been practicing the Catholic faith. Religious education textbooks are not designed for catechumens. 2. Asking a family to participate in RCIA and religious education is overly burdensome for any family. 3. Having an unbaptized child in religious education and then adding the liturgical rites of the RCIA is not being true to the guidelines given to us in the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. RCIA is more than religious education with rites added. Boxed inset, fun fact. Sometimes kids want to be in both the catechumen and religious education. Kids who are very social and have friends in the religious ed program may want to go to both. Just don't overload parents, especially those who may have recently returned to church. In concluding this module on connecting RCIA candidates with their baptized peers, the most important thing to remember is that kids are influenced by other kids. Provide opportunities to allow that to happen, and don't worry about doing it all just right. There isn't a right way or a wrong way to include companions. In fact, there are pros and cons to each approach. Turn to exercise 4 for our online dialogue, and let's talk about those pros and cons.